Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Fred Schuelt. Batting second. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting third. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fifth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ed Grimes. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jim Levy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lefty Stewart. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Lefty Stewart. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Buddy Meyer. Batting second. The left fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting third. The center fielder, Sam West. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Joe Judge. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Aussie Bluge. Batting eighth. The catcher, Roy Spencer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lloyd Brown. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Lloyd Brown. And now, play ball. Fred Schuelt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schuelt hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. Burns moves to second. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Goslin reaches second base with a double. Burns scores. It's 1-0, Browns. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell takes first base on ball four. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Goslin moves to third. Farrell moves to second. Ed Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Goslin scores. Farrell scores. Melillo moves to second. It's 3-0, Browns. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stewart fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West strikes out. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Maynisch moves to second. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field. Schuelt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Senators nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bluge fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Schuelt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-1 in the game. Schult hits a pop-up towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-1 in the game. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge strikes out. One out. Aussie Bludge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bludge hits a pop-up towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lloyd Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Senators nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Goslin is called out on strikes. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Farrell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Melillo hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Manish. Melillo reaches second base with a double. Farrell goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Browns. Ed Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Grimes hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of West, who is chasing the ball. Grimes reaches third base with a triple. Melillo scores. It's 5-0, Browns. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Grimes. The slide. Spencer applies the tag. Grimes is out. Two outs. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0-for-1 in the game. Levy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-1 in the game. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Meyer is hit by the pitch. Heine Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Manish hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-for-1 in the game. West takes first base on ball 4. Meyer moves to second. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cronin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Meyer scores. West moves to second. It's 5-1, Browns. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. Reynolds hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. West moves to third. Cronin moves to second. Two outs. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge is 0-for-1 in the game. Judge hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. West scores. Cronin scores. It's 5-3, Browns. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge is 0-for-1 in the game. Bluge takes first base on ball 4. Judge moves to second. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Spencer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Judge scores. Bluge moves to second. It's 5-4, Browns. John Kerr pinch hits for Lloyd Brown. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Senators 4. The Browns will come to bat. Firpo Marbury now pitching. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-2 in the game. Schult hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bluge fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-2 in the game. Campbell strikes out. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Goslin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Burns moves to second. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bluge fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Senators 4. The Senators will come to bat. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Meyer strikes out. One out. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mainisch hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops it up and throws to first, with Stewart covering, for the out. Two outs. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. West takes first base on ball 4. Dick Kaufman now pitching. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Cronin hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Senators 4. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Melillo hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got three RBIs. Grimes strikes out. Two outs. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Levy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Kaufman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaufman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bluge fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Senators 4. The Senators will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 2 in the game. Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Judge hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Campbell. Judge reaches second base with a double. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bluge takes first base on ball 4. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy fields it and throws to second for the out. Judge moves to third. Two outs. Firpo Marbury is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marbury strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Senators 4. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 0 for 3 in the game. Schultz hits a pop-up towards first. Judge settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 3 for 3 in the game, with three singles. Burns hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bluge settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 3 in the game. Campbell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Goslin hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of West, who is chasing the ball. Goslin reaches third base with a triple. Campbell goes all the way around to score. It's 6-4, Browns. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Farrell hits a pop-up towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Senators 4. The Senators will come to bat. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Meyer hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-5, Browns. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Maynisch hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. West hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Cronin hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. West moves to second. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 3 in the game. Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Senators 5. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Melillo takes first base on ball 4. Ed Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got three RBIs. Grimes bunts towards the mound. Marbury fields it and throws to first for the out. Melillo moves to second. One out. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Levy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Melillo moves to third. 2 outs. Dick Kaufman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaufman is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaufman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Judge settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Senators 5. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Judge hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Bluge hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Goslin. Bluge reaches second base with a double. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Grimes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bluge moves to third. Sam Rice pinch hits for Firpo Marbury. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rice for the out. Spencer moves to second. 2 outs. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bluge scores. Spencer moves to third. It's Browns, 6, Senators, 6. Heinie Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Maynish hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Campbell. Maynish reaches second base with a double. Spencer scores. There goes Meyer trying to get to home. Campbell throws the ball into Melillo, who relays the ball to Farrell, who tags Meyer, who came all the way from first, for the out. It's 7-6, Senators. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 7, and the Browns 6. The Browns will come to bat. Monty Weaver now pitching. Fred Shult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shult is 0 for 4 in the game. Shult takes first base on ball 4. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Burns takes first base on ball 4. Shult moves to second. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bluge fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Shult moves to third. Burns moves to second. Bobby Burke now pitching. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Goslin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Shult scores. Burns scores. Campbell moves to third. It's 8-7, Browns. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Farrell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maynish, who is chasing the ball. Farrell reaches third base with a triple. Campbell scores. Gosselin goes all the way around to score. It's 10-7, Browns. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Melillo hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Farrell scores. One out. It's 11-7, Browns. Ed Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got three RBIs. Grimes hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Meyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Levy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 11, and the Senators 7. The Senators will come to bat. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. West hits a ball on the ground towards third. Grimes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Cronin hits a fly ball into left field. Gosselin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-4 in the game. Reynolds hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Judge takes first base on ball 4. Reynolds moves to second. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and two walks. Bluge hits a fly ball into left field. Gosselin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 11, and the Senators 7. The Browns will come to bat. Dick Kaufman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaufman is 0-for-2 in the game. Kaufman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Schult takes first base on ball 4. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles and a walk. Burns hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Meyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. Campbell hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 11, and the Senators 7. The Senators will come to bat. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Spencer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim McLeod pinch runs for Roy Spencer. Dave Harris pinch hits for Bobby Burke. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. McLeod moves to second. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got two RBIs. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Meyer for the out. McLeod moves to third. Harris moves to second. One out. Heinie Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 3 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Mainisch hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0 for 3 in the game. With 2 walks. West hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 11, and Washington Senators, 7. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.